Today's scripture is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Amen.
Those who are going over the rock of faith and going into spirit, even though they are trying to, those who are going into whole spirit, I believe you are so desperate. Suppose two people are doing the same thing, they are trying hard. Both of them are trying hard to change themselves and go into spirit. But even though they try in the same way, if the purpose of their effort is different, the result will also be different. One person, just because she's a leader, a group leader, and that is why she has to go into spirit. She thinks so. That's how she thinks. And if that is the case, that is not really right. Also, because we are listening to messages about the rock of faith and spirit, and so that is the only reason why she wants to go into spirit. So you have to think about what your true purpose is in going, in desiring to go into spirit. If you forget the purpose, the reason why you want to go into spirit, you just focus on learning the word and in your prayers. And that desperation, that earnestness will only be desperation, and it will only lead to tiredness. So that's why we have to really think about what our true purpose is in desiring to want to go into spirit. We have to have the love for God, and we have to have the thanks for the love of the shepherd. And that is why we want to go into spirit. When we play some sports or when we play musical instruments, we have to enjoy playing it so we can really, our skills will improve very quickly. But if you try hard, but if you don't really want to do it, in sports or musical instruments, you play them for 5, 10, 15 years, but you play hard, you try hard. But you might have a time where your skills do not improve very quickly. Also, if you have competitive mind, and you compare yourself with other people who are playing the same instrument or the same sport, and sometimes your skills do not improve as quickly. So I believe you have to change yourself with a good purpose, right purpose, and with the enjoying mind. Some students, they study hard, but sometimes their grades do not really go up. There was a student who was telling me, she was saying her grades were not going up as she expected. Told me that she was studying English hard. And the reason was that she wanted to become a worker for the church who would help with a senior pastor's ministry by studying English hard. So sometimes she won some prizes in competitions, and she was giving glory to God. And so at that time, when she was telling me her grades were not going up, I told her to think about the reason why she wanted to study hard. Her purpose was that she wanted to become a worker for the church. And when I was telling her that, she burst into tears. Even little students, young students, if they study hard to become a precious instrument for God's kingdom, they will have the focus. And so you, Mamin members, we should think about what is the reason why we desire to go into spirit. And mainly it's because we want to pay back the grace that we received from the shepherd. And the best way to pay back the grace is to go into spirit and Holy Spirit. And it should be enjoyable to cast off sins, because the sins are going away. Because we are keeping the word of God. As we try hard and the sins are being pulled out, we should be happy. We should enjoy that process. So we become happy because we are actually casting off sins. And we have to hate evil, all forms of evil. Even though we don't really have any evil acts, as long as we have roots of evil, we have to hate them and cast off all forms of evil. And even though we have become men of spirit, so we don't have any more evil, but we are thankful, but we shouldn't stop there. We might have many deficiencies, and we have to be so earnest about these aspects. We should be so sorry and embarrassed and desperate about these aspects because of these deficiencies, we are not able to go into Holy Spirit so that we can actually go into Holy Spirit. We have to have this desperation to continue our march of faith. I said we have to enjoy whatever we are doing to excel in whatever we are doing. So when we try to fill ourselves with goodness and truth, we have to enjoy it. After these sins are cast off, we will become more sanctified, and we should be happy. We should have happy and joyous minds about this. Even though we have cast off to some extent, we still have some sins, but we have to enjoy casting off these sins. It should be enjoyable to cast off sins by the grace of the shepherd. John 14:21 says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him." To love God is to keep his commandments. So my love for God, my love for the shepherd, is to keep the commandments of God. So we should have this clear goal. We heard the testimony of Sister Da Kyung-sung. You know, she set some time, a time period, to go into spirit. She decided, she had this clear goal, and she already booked the airplane ticket. And although she couldn't go into spirit, you know, she was at the 99th percentile of third level, so practically she was in spirit. Is it because we really want to become a sanctified person who is holy and sinless, or free of sin, or we just want to get high percentile, high scores? The ultimate purpose of God the Father is to gain true children who do not even have any forms of evil, who have the image of God. It is the children who do not think of themselves first, but who think of God's kingdom and the souls first. And it is those who really, really, really want to become strength to the shepherd. And they will hate sins, and for them, it will be quicker for them to go into spirit. So we should have some attitudes, proper attitudes, in realizing ourselves. And so the first is that we should be revealing our sins, not to hide. And we try to, if we really want to change ourselves, we will try to find what our shortcomings are. So once we find them, we will be thankful and we'll try to cast off these sins. When we try to hide our sins, there are two cases. First is we just think about whatever we've done well. So we don't find any shortcomings. We have to even realize detailed feelings, minute feelings too. Nowadays, nobody is really trying to act evil, but some people, they are not really paying attention to details. They just cover up, they just forget about it, or they don't pay attention to these details, detailed feelings. They just think, oh, I'm working hard, I'm visiting the members, taking care of them, I'm doing well. So if you think so, you cannot find your shortcomings. You are working hard, but you are causing a lot of discomfort to other people, but you just think you are working hard, so you are doing fine. Because of the things you are doing well, you don't realize your shortcomings. So this is the case where you think of your good points and do not realize your shortcomings. Suppose you have cast away eight shortcomings out of 10. Now you have two more, but you are satisfied. Oh, I've cast away already eight kinds of shortcomings. You still have to find these two things. Because these two things are hidden deep inside. So you have to earnestly try to look for these two points. But considering the eight things that you have already cast off, you forget about these two things. And you're just so satisfied, happy with what you have already cast off. And you are so happy. And even after going into spirit, you have to find the traces of flesh, the shortcomings, the deficiencies. But you are satisfied with being in the spirit that you do not really improve yourself anymore. Our goal is whole spirits. Until we go into whole spirit, we have to try hard. But the amazing thing is, those who are already in whole spirit, they still try harder than before. And they don't think about, oh, I've come this far. They don't think that way. But they just turn everything into nothing. And they just begin a completely new start from the scratch. Now suppose you learn the multiplication table, 2, 2 is a 4, 2, 3 is a 6. And then next year, you study hard. But next year, it's not just about memorizing multiplication table. You have to learn the two digits, the multiplication of two digits. But you are so satisfied with being able to memorize the multiplication table. And being satisfied with that, you don't learn anything more. Then you can't really improve your skills, mathematical skills. If you go over the rock of faith, you have to consider whatever you have accomplished as nothing and you have to start again. You shouldn't say, oh, I've changed this much. But before the perfect Father God, you have to realize whatever your shortcomings are. You might have thought, you might think you've been good, but you still have to try and pray to realize your shortcomings. Maybe you have such a strong self-righteousness. Maybe you have some evil that is in your nature. You hate them, and you have to keep on trying to change these things. Do not think you are going from 60th percentile to 60 to 61 and 62. You have to just consider whatever you have accomplished, nothing. If you are at the 95th percentile, and if you think, oh, there is only five more, then it might slow down. That kind of thought might slow you down in going into spirit. You have to start from the scratch. Again, once again, all over again. Because you have this evil nature that is deep inside. And we have heard a testimony that there was a person who really thought about this evil nature that is deep inside and who desperately prayed to cast it off. There was a... Let me tell you a story of a cell leader. She wanted to go into spirit so much. But she was having some conflicts with the group leader. And she didn't want to have any more conflicts. So she was not really as enthusiastic as before. She would just avoid a situation where conflicts might arise. She would do something else, some other things. She would try harder in other things. So she thinks she's doing fine. She's doing well. Because she spent more time for God's kingdom, she was praying harder and she was working more. But her problem is, she has to realize her shortcomings and cast them off. She shouldn't be just covering up her faults and try to do some other things. But she has to focus on her shortcomings themselves. And that she cannot understand other people. She cannot accept other people and change them. If you are doing some other works, you might be able to store up more rewards, but you can't really go into better dwelling place because you can't circumcise your heart. You shouldn't just avoid situations, but you have to realize your evil and cast it off. The second case is, you know it is your fault, but you just try to cover it up. You just try to hide it. It was the case with David. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, he slept with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah. And when he found out that she was pregnant, to cover this up, he called Uriah, who was in the battlefield, to the palace. And he suggested that Uriah would go home and sleep. But in thought of thinking of the generals and his fellow soldiers who were in the battlefield, he would just sleep with other men at the gate of the palace. And if, as David saw this faithful man, he should have repented and asked for forgiveness. But he wanted to hide his fault even more. So he sent Uriah out to the field and let him be killed in the battlefield. You know, he made a scheme to kill this innocent man to conceal his own sin. And as because of that, he received retribution of God. He was a man after God's heart, but his evil nature could be revealed this way. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, prophet Nathan came and pointed out his sin. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against you from your own household. I will even take your wives before your eyes and give them to your companion. And he will lie with your wives in broad daylight. Indeed, you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and under the sun. But because Nathan said, and when he heard the word of God, David said, then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has taken away your sin. You shall not die. David repented immediately. He said, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said that God forgave, has taken the sin of David away from him. But still, there were trials that followed. And through those trials, David came to have much more beautiful heart. Those who are evil, they try to conceal their faults and shortcomings and sins. But David had goodness in heart, so he acknowledged his sin and confessed it. Since our ancestor Adam, you know, he tried to hide his fault. Genesis chapter 3, after he ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he tried to hide himself. When God called him, he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. Because he committed sin, he was afraid, and he hid himself. And in verse 11, and he said, God said, who told you that you were naked? God didn't say, why did you commit sin? And he asked, who told you that you were naked? And God tried to, you know, lead Adam to repent on his own. Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? If Adam had acknowledged his sin, maybe he could have been forgiven. But the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree and I ate. The woman whom you gave to be with me. You know, he was giving an excuse. You know, he didn't say, it's my fault that I ate. He didn't say that. He just was putting the blame on his wife, Eve. When we commit sins, if we really want to change, if we really hate sins, we will try all the best to cast off these sins. But we are trying to hide our faults. And if we are putting the blame on something else or some other people, we have to check our hearts once again. In 2011 and 12, you wanted to realize yourself. You wanted to change yourself. But in each moment, because of these fleshly natures you have, you try to conceal your faults, shortcomings. Let us check our heart. And if we haven't, if we were trying to hide our faults, let us change those attitudes. Those who really try to change themselves, they will reveal these faults. Those who are really changing themselves with the truth, filling themselves with truth, they don't become numb to sins. They become very sensitive towards sins. They don't miss even the little bit of sin or evil, and they keep them in their mind. Before, they would just neglect these specific details. But now they become sensitive as much as they fill themselves with the truth, as if they were looking into those things with a microscope. Then God will give them grace to realize their sins and cast them off and become sanctified. You know, I hope you will check whether you were kind of thinking that it was somebody else's fault. Even though you were getting angry and you had some hard feelings, ill feelings, you just put the blame on others. Suppose there is a feces, human feces, but it is covered by white snow. But is there the feces or not? It is still there. It just doesn't disappear just because it is covered by white snow. So we have to realize this and cast it away. Your brothers and sisters, all mommy members, when they realize some shortcomings in themselves, they are happy to talk about it. Well, I realized this something that was placed in my heart when I was 5 years old, and they talked to me about these things. Or the broken heart or negative thoughts and negative feelings that they planted when they were in childhood. We have to think about whether we are really trying to cast off sins or just clean the parts that are seen. You know, when you really clean your house thoroughly, you know, you might just sweep the floors that are seen in the eyes, but in each corner of the house, there is so much dust. There is so much dust, and when we cast off sins, it's the same. We have to realize all these dust that are in each corner of the house. Until we pull them out completely, we have to focus on them with fervent prayer. For example, suppose there is a good boss, and he just advises his subordinates, his people. Then his people, they just pray about these things only. They try hard on these things, but they don't try on other things at all. But it's like they are just cleaning the floor that is seen, that is very visible. With that advice, there could be so many other things related, but they just try to clean the floor that is visible. They just focus on praying about this, but after some time, they forget about this too. We have to remember it until we actually cast it off. We have to keep on praying until it is actually cast off. There was a brother in performing arts. He didn't want to get any temptation of any other person. And they decided, you know, they made up their mind not to be tempted, you know, by any girl or any other person. So they didn't want to receive any text messages even. And so among those friends, they wanted to focus on the grace of the shepherd and grace of... So they just encourage each other again and again. So they don't forget the grace, and they change very quickly. And one of the families of one of the brothers, before he wouldn't make his bed, he would just put the shoes anywhere, but all the things are cleaned neatly, and the parents thought, the parents were wondering until when he was going to do that. And in the morning, he would greet them very politely. But so the parents thought also were wondering until when he was going to do it. But even until now, he was doing it. He has been doing it. So he realized, it is not that he just wanted to clean up the floor, visible floor. He wanted to realize all his shortcomings, and he wanted to change them completely, and that is why his level of faith is going up quickly. You know, it's not, it's, you can't just go up in the level of faith just because you want to do it. You actually have to realize your shortcomings with the thanks. And you really have to desire to pay back the grace of God and grace of the Lord. So we have to imprint the grace of God in our heart, and when we realize our shortcomings, we shouldn't conceal it, but pray about it fervently so we can actually change. The second proper attitude in realizing ourselves is that when we realize ourselves, we shouldn't be complaining, but you should be thankful. We have to cast away these complaining minds, but be thankful. Be grateful. Senior pastor said in the leadership conference, since he met the Lord, he has never turned his eyes away from God. That's what he said. He never turned his eyes away from God. I was really touched in my heart because that's the kind of life he actually lived. So with that love for God, his love never changed until this day. And he is saying, the love that I have today will be the smallest, the least love, because my love will become greater tomorrow. And he didn't love God only when he was prosperous and he was receiving blessings, but even while he was going through some kinds of trials and difficulties, he thought there was a deep will of God for him. And he was thinking, even after these trials, he would only be able to give glory to God more greatly. And that's actually what the kind of life he lived. And in the shop that he had before he became a pastor, you know, we were sleeping. And after, in a room, and he came back from a prayer. And in the shop, there was a window and a thief took some books, a lot of books from the window, and with the fleshly thoughts. And only the daughters were there, the parents were away. And you know, with fleshly thoughts, he might have been worried. You know, thieves were there. But he didn't think that. They just really gave thanks. You know, they thought these books were old anyway, so you know, I'm thankful that we are happy that they were taken away. And after a month or two, those students, they were stealing in other shops too, and they were caught. And they confessed to every theft they committed. And Mrs. Lee said, oh, it's okay, we don't have to be paid, repaid. And their parents were saying they paid us in full with the money to be able to buy the new books. And when we gave thanks to God, God paid us back even more greatly. And that was the kind of ministry that Manmin had. After the opening of the church, God told us to build an illegal building on top of the roof of our church. And when we built it, the government officials would tear it down, and we kept on going. We repeated it many times. You know, because we were children and we didn't understand it. You know, God told us to build it. We were building it with happiness, but they would come and tear it down. But we just gave thanks to God throughout the process. And God blessed us to move to a much better place. And that's the kind of ministry that Manmin had for the last 30 years. And for us, it's been 40 years since the senior pastor met the Lord. For weeks and months, you know, when God gave him some word, the senior pastor focused on resolving the homework problem, the homework given by God for weeks and months. And through those sacrifices, and it's the same today, God He always thinks of the wonderful things that He will do for God's kingdom. And in my prayer, God showed me a vision through the sacrifice and tears and love of the shepherd. He was praying to God so much, and God gave all mommy members God gave each of the members a mirror that could reflect the whole body, the whole, and so it could reflect ourselves very well. And looking into that mirror, we can realize the things in our heart, our facial expressions, the evil forms, and evil natures. So in the worship services, when we learn the Word of God, when you pray about these facts, these things, we can reflect upon ourselves through the mirror. And when they look into these mirrors, there are two categories of people. One is when they realize their sins and evil, when their growth process is reflected in the mirror, they try hard with gratefulness and they try to cast them off. But the other kind, they get discouraged and they complain when they see themselves. And when they complain, this clear mirror is covered by some kind of mist, some kind of vapor. And the mirror is completely covered. You know, when the mirrors or glasses, they are covered by water vapors, you know, they will not be able to reflect anything. Dear brothers and sisters, can you realize yourself? Can you see, look into yourself better than before? Be thankful. Some people, even though they are living in sins and evil, they just think they will be saved just because they are going to church on Sundays. And they think they are still good because they think their conscience is good and they are living a good life according to their good conscience. The senior pastor always says, there's no single verse in the Bible that says we can be saved even though we commit sins. There's no single verse that says that. To have the image of God who is light and goodness, it's like as Hebrews 10:20 says, let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So it is to have a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. And there's no time to get discouraged. We may be sorry about ourselves for the moment, but we have to give thanks in Daniel prayer meeting that night and pray fervently. We'll have to think that after we cast off this sinful nature, we'll be closer to spirit. We put the blame on others when our fleshly natures are revealed. And we think, oh, maybe if I had better parents, if I had better brothers and sisters, better siblings, if I had better situations, circumstances. But we have to think about, we have to find the cause within ourselves. We heard a testimony of Sister Gina Kim. She has to help with her family finances, and she had to pay for the costumes, and with a little bit of salary, she had to use the money for so many other things. Sometimes she would wash the cars along with her mother. And she wouldn't put the blame on the circumstances because she received such great grace. She was just thinking about how to change herself. And she just kept on trying to change herself. Getting discouraged is when you realize yourself, you can just be discouraged. Or if you're humble, then you will fill up that shortcomings and change. If you're complaining, you think the cause lies with somebody else, so you get brokenhearted even more. And the evil goes into deeper part of your heart. And also you complain with your lips, then you acknowledge the fact, and that root of complaining will go deeper into your heart. Proverbs 10:11 says, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Because you speak out these words of complaint, and it looks like it is evident truth. So it is imprinted in your heart. And as you speak it out, you think it is absolute truth. you are engraving your heart with complaints. But when you realize yourself, if you give thanks, and even though you feel sorry or embarrassed about yourself, if you keep on trying to change yourself, you can have a better heart. You know, anybody can do it with fervent prayer and heartfelt effort. And after eating, maybe some people, they look into the mirror if there is anything in their mouth, you know, in between the teeth. But suppose you realize, you see something is in the teeth after you eat. And especially in Korea, we have kimchi and other stuff that have a lot of pepper powder, chili powder. And after seeing it, you put the blame on somebody else. It is because of the kimchi. And you don't take it out. Who would come and put the pepper powder on your teeth? Suppose there is a person who is on the clothes, the button is taken off, or there is a hole. And you say, oh, my mom. Why didn't mom fix it? It's not my fault. It's my mother's fault. So I'll just wear it. Nobody will say that if there is a big hole in your clothes. Even though you're not really good at sewing, you will still take a needle and a thread and you will sew it. If there is anything that is on your clothes, on your dress, it is something so embarrassing. And if you have evil and untruth and sins on your heart, and if you think it is somebody else's fault and it's not your fault, if you give such excuses, that is not really reasonable or acceptable. You accepted evil with your own evil. Nobody was forcing you to take in evil. That is all what you accepted. With the grace of the shepherd and the love of the Father God, our hearts are being shown clearly, being revealed clearly. And it is something so grateful. We didn't even know what sins and evil were, but by the help of the Holy Spirit, we now understand what sins and evil are. So how grateful we should be. So I hope we'll try harder with thankfulness and joy. And in the leadership conference, in the message for the leadership conference, it says, you know, it's not easy to go up one percentile higher in the level of faith. But it's not easy. But if you give thanks and if you become joyful, you can even have 10 percentile or 20 percentile. And I thought I missed this part. If I gave thanks more and if I became joyful more, then I would have accomplished much more. So it's not too late. I hope we'll all give thanks and become joyful. Psalm 50:23 says, "He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who orders his way aright, I shall show the salvation of God." So whenever we realize something, let us fill up ourselves and become beautiful. The proper attitude in realizing ourselves, thirdly, is to receive the help of the Holy Spirit through fervent prayers. There was a sister who was longing to go into spirit, so she was always thinking about the ways to go into spirit. You know, when she opened her eyes in the morning, she was thinking of what kind of thoughts are spiritual thoughts. Before going to bed, she was always thinking of what kinds of thoughts are good thoughts. And she focused all her times on going into spirit. She tried to think of the will of God. Some people who are in the Holy Spirit, they say, you know, you shouldn't waste even a second or a minute. And after a year, she says, and I shouldn't have been thinking for 10 hours, but I should have prayed for 1 hour. If you pray fervently for 1 hour, the Holy Spirit will let you realize even so many more things. Of course, she was so desperate in going to spirit. She was contemplating on the ways to go into spirit. Of course, you have to do that, but you have to do it along with fervent prayers. You have to receive the help of the Holy Spirit and the power of God through fervent prayers. We have Daniel prayer meetings, and we can always come to the church and pray. Suppose you have a car, a supercar that is so fast. But if you are out of fuel, out of gas, you can't go anywhere. Now those who have their cars, if the fuel tank is full, you know, you feel good about it. But if you are going towards empty, then you feel kind of nervous. And this gas is like the fire of the Holy Spirit, fullness of the Holy Spirit. Even though God is giving us grace, even though we have a good car, as long as we don't have the gas, we have to walk all the way. But if we pray fervently, we'll be filled up with the gas and we'll be able to go anywhere. We will be powerful. Isaiah 55 verse 9 says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." I was touched by a sermon of a certain pastor. I'll tell you something about it, about this sermon. Several years ago, he heard another person slandering somebody else. She heard somebody else slandering about her, the pastor. And she was thinking of what she lacked. What is the reason that and she was thinking why that particular person was talking badly about her. And she realized that she lacked a goodness in the sight of God the Father. Just, you know, she heard from somebody else that that particular person was kind of talking badly about her. And she was praying. And when she prayed, she was reminded of the goodness of Stephen, goodness of the shepherd. And the Holy Spirit let her realize that her goodness was not good enough in the sight of God. And she would repent with tears and runny nose. And she was saying, "Father God, I lack goodness." And she wanted to have goodness. And she had a kind of heart that could even touch the heart of the person who was slandering her. You shouldn't stop after praying 1 or 2 weeks. And then later, as she kept on praying, she heard that person slandering her once again, but she prayed about it once again, and she could fill her heart with a greater heart, broader heart, and more goodness. And so that's the kind of change she experienced when she was praying fervently. When you earnestly pray, you can realize that the sin just goes away from your heart. Through the testimony of Sister Da Kyung Sung, she realized that she had some kind of hatred against her father because she thought her father was not really taking care of her properly. But in the vision, in the prayer, she realized how much he loved her, and that hatred melted away like snow. And it was when she was praying earnestly, the Holy Spirit let her realize herself, and Holy Spirit helped her cast away that form of evil. When we really pray hard to receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we can actually realize ourselves. Everybody thinks and says we are praying hard. But let us think about that once again. And let us, I believe we still have to really pray earnestly. Some people say, "Oh, I really prayed earnestly. I prayed with the tears." And she actually prayed with tears for 6 days. But on the seventh day, she was dozing off in her prayer. So is that really praying earnestly? No. That is not real or earnestness. You know, earnestness and being impatient is different. Those who are earnest, they keep on trying continually. But those who are impatient, they stop in the midway. You know, they change. They stop. And they stop praying. Their earnestness stops. And that is not really earnestness, but it is being impatient. You think you have accomplished everything. And when you begin something, you think you have accomplished everything. You pray hard and you learn the word of God and you make a plan and as to how much you will pray, how much you will learn the word, read the Bible, and how much you try to change yourself. But In the midway, you just change your attitude. You stop doing everything. You change your plans. But if you're really earnest, you will think of the love of the shepherd and you will change yourself. You know, if you look into look back at the past year, you're desperate, you're earnest after the leadership conference. You're earnest after a certain event. But those who are going to spirit, they were earnest at all times. Not just after some events. You know, you can see those people always. They see. They always pray with tears. In case of Pastor Heejin Lee, she was, you know, she could see the arm of prayer going up of those people. You know, if you're really earnest, you can see them. You can see their earnestness. Every day, every week, every month, for 6 months, 1 month. And will they stop after going into spirit? No. Even after going into spirit, and even after going into higher level, they will still keep on trying harder. To have a more of a perfect image of God, they will try hard. And after some seminars, classes, or conferences, they make up their mind to change themselves. But they stop after a week, after a year. And it's not really earnestness. I mentioned a sister. She thinks so much. And some people, they tell me that they lost 5 kilograms. But thinking so much, rather than thinking so much, they should kneel down and pray fervently for 1 hour. Then the Holy Spirit will help them and be with them. And that way you can change yourself more quickly. To cast off sins and to rely on the Holy Spirit rather than your own effort, you have to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit. Then you can change more quickly. So fervent prayer is important. And today we have the award ceremony of Special Daniel Prayer Meeting. And so what about tomorrow? I believe more of you will come tomorrow, those who have been praying, because you really desire to change yourself. We are thankful that we have Special Daniel Prayer Meeting. There was a worker who was telling me, I received the prophetic word of God that I have to pray for 100 days vowed prayer, and she is not even on the rock of faith, and she thinks after this 100-day prayer, she thinks something good will happen to her. So she finished this 100-day prayer, and she said, I have received the word of God. It's 71 percentile. And because she prayed earnestly, will she stop after the 100-day vowed prayer? I believe she will pray even more earnestly. The prayer, the word of God, the circumcision, they're not all separate. Some people, they pray hard and learn the word of God, but amazingly, they don't circumcise their heart. Or some other people. They try to circumcise their heart and they learn the word of God, but they don't really pray fervently. So everything has to go together. So through fervent prayer, you realize yourself and you circumcise your heart. And when you learn the word of God, you realize yourself again. So all these things go together. The prayer, the word, self-realization, they are not separate. So you realize yourself as you pray and learn the word of God. And so when you pray, you cast off sins and you change. So all these things go together so that you can change more quickly. As you learn the word of God, you pray fervently. And as you pray fervently, you can cast off sins more easily. And as you cast off sins, you can become more sensitive about sins and you can realize yourself more easily. You listen to the word of God, but... And what is it to fill up 100% again after being sanctified? And even after filling up Holy Spirit, fruits of the Holy Spirit and beatitudes and spiritual love. And then what is the... 11, to fill up 100% once again, even after that. But if you go into that level, you can see the whole new world. That is why you need fervent prayer to realize yourself and bear a beautiful fruit. Let me conclude the message. Those who have self-righteousness and when they try to change themselves, they humble themselves, lay down themselves. And that's what Mami members have been doing. They always try to become a man of spirit and a man of whole spirit. And they've been trying hard. But last week, I was listening to a certain message of the senior pastor. And the senior pastor could barely say anything because of the vocal cord. And he was still delivering the message. And I was thinking of each member. And he called. And he called some important leaders of the church, and I will sing this song in the second part of the Friday service, and so that all the church members could be staying for the second part of the Friday online service. And he sang this song together. And whenever we hear this Castle of the Shepherd, we burst into tears. You know, we are moved in our hearts so much because he sang with such an earnest heart, desiring everybody to go into New Jerusalem all together. And when we sing this particular song, we are reminded of a senior pastor. And even when he couldn't really hold himself, you know, he was, before he went to mountain prayer, he was singing and dancing together with all the congregation. And that touched our heart. And for the last 30 years. For the last 30 years of Mamin and for the last 40 years as a Christian, he just wanted to fulfill the will of God. And he wanted all the church members to go into spirit and Holy Spirit. That's the kind of heart that he had when he was preaching the messages. God the Father is almighty, and God the Father has no limits. But the faith of senior pastor also doesn't have any limits. Even though the word of God given to him was very difficult, and even though he encountered the things that were so difficult, having physical limits, he still overcame all those things. He, even though no matter how much time it took, he has great faith, but he also has the physical body that has limits. But there are things that are very difficult. Last week he was saying, last time he was saying, this message, I don't really understand this message. It is very difficult for me to understand. But after those times were passed, in the power of God, it became visible to our eyes. The gate of heaven opening, the dragonflies coming down, the stars moving. Such great power became visible to our eyes. And through those times of endurance of the senior pastor, the limitless faith, all those things, they overcame the limited physical space. And in 2013, how much more things, how many more things will we be able to see? He feels the limits of the physical body, but because he has this faith, he always keeps on trying hard to overcome all the limits. But if you go into Holy Spirit, will you be able to feel your own limits? Those who are in Holy Spirit, they don't really feel their own limits. Sometimes I feel my own limits, but I try to overcome my own limits. But those who are in Holy Spirit, you know, they always have the shepherd and on the will of the Father God. So, when they look at themselves, they have the mind, kind of attitude that compared to senior pastor, it is not even 100th. And I said, seeing them, maybe when they were going through the trials, as being in Holy Spirit, they are like, you know, those ways are so difficult. They look so difficult. They have to feel heartbroken so much about so many things. But they don't really feel that way. They don't really feel it is hard because they love the shepherd so much. They love, think of, and the shepherd loves God so much, so he overcomes all the limits. And those who are in Holy Spirit, because they love the shepherd, they overcome their own limits. They think, compared to senior pastor, my suffering is not even 100th or 1,000th. So it is our turn now. We shouldn't submit to our own limits. But let us overcome our limits with faith and hope and love and thankfulness. The first attitude, proper attitude in realizing ourselves is we have to reveal our shortcomings and not hide them. When we realize ourselves, we have to be thankful and cast off complaining hearts, complaining minds. And thirdly, we have to receive the help of the Holy Spirit by fervent prayers. Realizing our sins is something to be thankful. The training that the senior pastor is receiving was never experienced by any man. And he has to just go all alone, all by himself. And only with that power he can accomplish the mission of world evangelism. And at the end of time, so he always thinks of the Father God and the souls, and also he thinks of all the members of Manmin wanting everybody to go into spirit. And because we have this shepherd, we also pray fervently, practice the Word of God, and arm ourselves with the Word of God. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to go into spirit and Holy Spirit. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. We'll receive the prayer for the sake of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts. And also lay your hands on your chest for the desires of your hearts. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of the heavenly places, and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received these answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.